Time for the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care.
Doing it old school. I received a piece of snail mail up here. Yeah, I've expressed the praises for snail mail many times. Now, for those who don't even know what snail mail is, it's the old-fashioned letter.
What?
That the postman would actually, postperson, would actually deliver. Mm-hmm. You know, what do you call a postal worker? That's the gender-neutral term. Would deliver to you, and I got this, and I immediately noticed when this arrived in my inbox up here at the radio station that this was done on an actual old-school typewriter as well, so it tickles one of my fancies there. It's addressed to me, but it's for all of us. It says, Mr. Keith, I've enjoyed your work for almost 20 years, and every day I have the luxury of waking up with friends who brighten my day immeasurably. This short note is not capable of expressing how much your work, Craig's work, and George's means to this market. Love the podcast, by the way. Great idea. And he says special prayers for George's boys and Craig's young family. Please be encouraged by this letter and receive it as intended. Praise, which inspires more brilliance. I wish I had the words to adequately express the depths of my adoration and appreciation. Signed, your friendly criminal defense attorney, Andrew Huey.
What a nice letter.
Nice letter.
Thank you,
took
Andrew.
The time
really sweet.
To type us a letter and mail it up here to us.
Very nice.
So thank you for that.
Yeah.
Andrew, we really appreciate that. And if we ever need a criminal defense attorney.
Yeah, that's good to know. I know one.
We have one.
My middle name is Andrew.
Although, do we really want a criminal defense attorney that's still using old time printers? I mean, maybe he's not up to date on his law books and knows all the law now.
Maybe he knows some old school tricks of the trade.
Yeah, like Matlock, that old guy.
Right.
Yeah, that guy.
You know that guy, clangity-clangity-gang? All right, so thank you, Andrew, for that. Then I received this communication from JDub5 on X. And he also addressed it to Junes. It's so weird that I get so many messages that are just addressed to me and Junior.
Hmm. At George Dunham on Twitter.
I don't know why George is somehow left off the Twitter chain.
I get some like that where one of us is left off.
Yeah, but isn't that strange when it's addressed to all of us?
I think they sense that George has an aversion to most stories that you and I might be interested in.
Maybe that's it.
Because he's vocal about
hating every bit of content I do. Yes. True.
Every bit of content. Yeah, that's not really an exaggeration.
Yeah, you're right. It isn't. That's so weird.
God.
Fake Tiger? You like Fake Tiger?
Yeah, I love him.
Okay. All right. He's on record. No, but I think you'd be interested in this story, Giorgio. So not every bit of content here. I'm disproving it for you.
Is this the gal who set the record for donated breast milk? Hey, looky here. It's a breast milk story.
No.
Mark and play
just getting out ahead of it.
And I'm not sure I've even heard of that story.
Oh, yeah.
So
sounds so foreign to me. I've already got it in my stack for $7.15.
Fine. I will.
See, it was.
No. So, JDub5 sends this story. He says, yesterday, I visited a popular burrito/bowl establishment, and the young lady working the line was also on the register, and I watched her make a bowl, a burrito bowl, then cash someone outside.
Okay.
And give change, and then immediately dig around in the cheese wearing the same gloves that she just fished the change out of the change drawer and handed
just
it back to the person.
Don't get it.
Right. Again, they think gloves are disinfectant.
Yes. That germs do not stick to gloves. Therefore, you can pick up dog refuse with the gloves and then immediately go and fix... go through a salad bar.
Okay, so number one, let's talk about the offense that they're running, that they're making food and working the cash register.
That must be an understaffing problem, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know whether this was an unusual day for that business, or maybe that business has found this is the most efficient way with our customer load. We just have the same person makes the food and then makes the sale.
You would go through, if that person is doing that all day long, what would they go through, 100 pair of gloves?
Well, they should be.
If they did it properly?
Yeah, for each customer, there would be 2 pairs of gloves. Mm. You can't handle change. And I have news for you. Yes, money is notoriously dirty.
Yeah.
Like, I forget what the measurement of fecal matter on dollar bills is. It's really high.
It's like 90%.
Yes, it's mainly feces.
Oh.
Every bill is mainly feces. It's like 90% feces and 10% cotton fiber. But you have that. But in addition to that, credit cards are gross too. When was the last time anybody here disinfected their credit cards?
Never.
Right. So they're gross. So even if that person is not dealing with change up there, they're probably dealing with credit cards if the customer's not tapping themselves. And then they make you, I'm just going to spin the iPad around here and it'll ask you a question. I like how they can't yeah. even tell you what that question is or acknowledge what's right. really happening there.
Okay.
It doesn't say, and it will beg you for a tip. I'll just spin it around and it will beg you for a tip.
It will put social pressure on you for a tip.
Yeah. They don't say that. They just say, and it will ask you a question. But oddly enough, it always asks me the same question. Yeah. It never asks, hey, how's life going? You all right these days? Just a little mental health check?
You like, by the way, a little aside there, have you noticed that it's now switched? The 3 options they give you used to be 10%, 15%, 20%. Now it's 20, 25, or 30. And in some places, it's 25, 30, or 35.
You're kidding me.
No.
Wow. Oh, it's gone up.
Gosh.
Yeah.
But you're a big jerk if you complain about it.
I always do a custom tip. We're talking about like a fast food place or yeah. something. I always do a custom tip, and I bring that down a little bit.
Well, somebody told me that, or I was reading about, that oftentimes these tips don't even really go to the
right.
server.
That's
well,
why.
I've heard about that, and especially beware of this, be wary of this at a game, like at a stadium.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there's no way they're getting it. There's no way they're getting it.
It goes straight to Jerry?
I guess.
Yeah. I would say I've heard that in most cases, more than 50%, that tip just goes to the company or the owner. It does not go to the person serving you. So I've been told to ask that person, does this tip go to your pocket or does this go to the company?
Right. That's what we need to be doing.
Yeah.
I want me some jewelry.
And then maybe people won't call us big jerks for questioning the all of a sudden explosion of tip culture that happens.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to be doing this after every show. The last segment ought to be, and our Venmo is for today's show. I mean, just it's just going to ask you a question in the last segment today. And if you've enjoyed this show, you know, it would be very appreciative. It goes to us. It does not go to the company.
I don't think we'd make many tips.
We would not make any tips. No, we wouldn't. But everyone else seems to have the guts to ask. And if you don't ask, you never know. Aren't we told that?
Right.
So we should muster up the courage to our last segment be our tip segment. All right, so we have that. And then finally, I want to end with a little Count the Red Flags, a fun game that we play exclusively here on the Morning Musers. George, would you like to count the red flags? Craig always counts them, but I know that you want to get more involved in the show. You were complaining about that in our official meeting yesterday.
No, let Craig do it. He's the official red flag counter.
Okay. Seattle.
1.
Okay. Why?
Lots of things happen in Seattle.
Like lots of things happen everywhere.
Kurt Cobain's death.
Yes. Or was that Portland? I can't remember.
It was somewhere Seattle. In the Pacific Northwest.
Okay. Well, that's a region.
It's a red flag region.
Just said
it is a red flag region. Like, why are serial killers always encouraged? They get tax breaks up there or something?
Bigfoot lives there?
The Pacific Northwest is doing something to attract serial killers.
Yes.
All right. Seattle police officers.
2.
Arrested.
3.
A 33-year-old man.
Four.
Why? That's how old Jesus was.
That's right.
When he was found guilty of his crime. So, for making threats to kill with a knife.
Six.
Gosh. Following copulation.
Seven.
With a refrigerator.
Eight, nine, and ten.
That's worth three.
It's
that's
one
three.
Detail that counts triple?
It's a three-pointer.
Inside a grocery store.
11.
Oh,
mm.
Wow.
So this happened on August 5th, 2:15 p.m., so it's that early. Isn't that too early for
yes.
getting all hornied up for refrigerant? Patrol officers responded to a report of man using racial slurs.
Oh, boy.
And brandishing a knife at security.
I lost count now.
Shortly afterwards, he also threatened to kill everyone in the store.
My God.
The security guard confronted the man for allegedly humping a refrigerator and then attempting to do the same to a customer. When challenged, the suspect became upset. He didn't like to be challenged while he was doing this. So it doesn't say how they challenged him. Like he had a series of objects that he had to stack in a certain way, or perhaps, you know, pour this amount of fluid into these two containers without spilling. But he became upset and kicked a flower display, and he also threw apples.
That'll show him.
What a cartoon scene this is.
Can I put a divider up real quick?
Uh-oh. He's asking for safety in a time when there is very little.
He's gonna defend loving refrigerators.
No, this is totally separate from this guy.
You get horny when you huff Freon?
Except for the apple throwing part. Have you ever gone through a grocery store and just had the weird fantasy of starting a food fight?
No.
Like humming an apple at the dude who's just leaving the
fantasize in grocery stores.
About food fights sometimes, yeah. Like what would be a great object? Would a pear be the most throwable object? An orange?
Can I put up a divider?
Okay.
All right.
Speaking of fantasies at grocery stores, is a grocery store kind of a horny place? You guys ever have the experience of going through a grocery store and for some reason...
No.
Women in the grocery store, it's kind of arousing.
I just thought about playing dodgeball with them and humming an orange at them or something.
Are you saying that women in grocery stores are more arousing to you than women in restaurants or other retail outlets?
I'm saying, there's something about the... seeing the hot woman in the grocery store, grocery shopping, that's kind of arousing. It's kind of, feminine and maternal, the way she's shopping, and and you can talk with them, and you start talking about food, and then it's so close to an intimate dinner, as if she's preparing it for you. And then you imagine that,
Gordon,
husband.
We'll be back again tomorrow.
He's
sounds like you're doing
debilitated
better
in another room of the apartment.
Doctor says all the issues you're working through, you're getting better. So we'll be back tomorrow.
Anyway, there's something to what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
So,
well, that's good news.
So, yes,
there's something to what you're saying.
Can't do much about that. So anyway, but that's the story of the refrigerator humping guy. Who threw apples at a grocery store.
He has issues.
And does he? I mean, you don't know that.
That sounds like it.
You want to diagnose him as maybe something from the produce section of that grocery store, that he is bananas?
Or from the cereal section?
Which is?
Fruit Loops.
Why does that mean you're crazy?
I don't know.
Fruit Loops. He's total Fruit Loops. All right, there you go.